Top of the fifth inning, Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you, Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Just a reminder, between the end of this game and the next game, the St. Martin-Luxembourg game, we will have the rosary for you tonight, so that'll occur between this game and the next game here on KASM. Top of the fifth, and that means Andrew Welly at the plate. First pitch to Andrew, a strike, and the count at 0-1. Andrew Welly, Jaron Klopach, and Tyler Musho. Pitch a bounce past Joe Stengler, and the count 1-1.
Nice little Saturday. You get baseball and you get some religious programming.
You got it. 1-1 the count. Kick the pitch. This is fouled right next to us here. And the count at 1-2 to Andrew Welly. You know, for about 20 after 6 on a Saturday afternoon, it's really dark looking. Pitch a little bit low in the count, 2-2.
You're not wrong. I mean, these lights,
cloud cover,
these lights could be on within the next half hour to 45 minutes or so.
Here's a ground ball to second. Caden Sand knocks it down. Quick throw to first, and Nolan can't come up with it. That'll be an error on the second baseman.
See, he knocked it down, and that's not where you'd give him the error. The error, Randy, was picking it up with his glove as opposed to picking it up with his bare hand, because then you go glove, two hand,
sure.
Then you're rushing everything. If you just go bare hand at that ball, a little easier play right there. But the Grovers get a leader on, and we'll see what's going on with Jaron Klopach if he's asked a bunch by Jacob M. Dick.
Jaron, the number 9 hitter, makes his way into the batter's box. And the pitch is high in the strike zone up by his face, and 1-1.
I think it was coming.
Piers Lakers leading Avon, top of the sixth, 3-2. 3-2 in Region 8C. St. Joe Monticello, they're just getting started in 11C. Jaron Klopach runs through the next pitch, and it's called a strike, and 1-1. 1-1 here in Region 15C. Richmond over Cold Spring Rockies last night, 6-4. St. Martin beat Spring Hill, 2-1 today. 6-3, Luxembourg over Farming, and now a bunt back to Reller on the mound. They'll throw out Klopach at first. 1-3 on the putout.
It was a long look by Ty at second base. I mean, just kept looking and looking. If you were gonna do it, you would have had to have thrown it by then. At that point, you turn your attention to first. But nice bunt right there by Jaron Klopach, and we've seen some small ball throughout the tournament, Randy, and runner into scoring position, looking for our game's first run as the lineup flips over for Meyer Grove.
There's not been a lot of players at second base today here.
Not in this one.
I don't think anybody's got to third yet, have they?
I have no one at third for the Grovers. Ooh.
Here's a line drive by Musho up the middle. Just about takes the umpire's head off. Coming across and trying to score as Welly. Throw up the line and not in time. Meyer Grove has grabbed in the lead as Andrew Welly scores. On to second bases. Tyler Musho just very alert. He runs the base paths in. He gives the Grovers the lead here in the ballgame.
That was a fantastic slide right there by Andrew Welly, getting outside and around Joe Stengler. You know, Joe, he has to give him a pass. That's
yes,
the
he does.
Rule.
Yes, he
but
does.
Once he's got the ball, he can stand right back smack on that thing. So to go all the way around and sneak that left hand in there, that was a great slide by Andrew Welly. And that's why the Grovers are up 1-0 right now on the clutch hit by Tyler Musho.
Yeah.
And I like how you called it, too. That heads-up base running, throw came home. You don't have to watch the play at the plate. Get your butt over to second base.
Yeah, Hinnenkamp's throw was perfect, right on line. Joe took that throw, though, in front of home plate, and sliding was Welly to the backside of the plate. So, yeah, head first getting that hand in there, and a swing and a miss by the number two hitter, Tanner Klopach, in 1-1. Musho at second with one out, one in. Ty Reller's pitch. Here's a fly ball to right center field. That's a long run. And getting to it out there in right center field is right fielder Hunter Rademacher back into the infield quickly, and two outs.
So Tanner getting a good chunk of that one, and I think it may have fooled Tyler Musho, Randy, as he had a couple false steps off the base thinking it might drop. So then by the time the ball was caught, he had no chance in tagging right there, where, you know, normally, if had he read that properly, it might have been an opportunity to take third.
Absolutely.
On that.
Absolutely. They're going to walk Colton Meyer in this situation. That's an interesting call by New Munich with a 1-0 deficit, putting a base runner on. But I think they know, just playing each other so much, Colton Meyer probably has good success against New Munich.
We smoked that single in the first and then
walked
on five pitches in the third, and there was no one on with two outs, and it appeared that Ty wanted nothing to do with Big Colton. So a quick, Paul, let's put him on, and that's the way we did it.
Alex Welly into the batter's box. Alex 0 for 2, struck out on his first at-bat. Ground ball to third, last at-bat, and Welly ground ball to third again. Tanner Reeland comes up with the two-hopper across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. The strategy works for the Silver Streaks. Meyer Grove scores the game's first run. One run on one hit. There was one error and two left on. We played 4.5. It's Meyer Grove 1. New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in 1 minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Bottom of the fifth inning, New Munich set to bring Logan Funk, Nolan Sand, Caden Sand to the plate. New Munich down by a run, 1-0. From Region 4C, Painesville and Raymond are in the 12th inning. That game 2-2 in the 12th inning, playing some extra baseball down in 4C this afternoon. Logan Funk to the plate. Logan so far this afternoon, 0-for-1, a fly ball to center field off of Matt Imdick. Lights are on here at Cold Spring Baseball Park.
I don't know how they did it with the wind blowing out, but I know I smell it. If I smell it, I'm sure you can smell a little fried onion making its way up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that happened either, Kirby. I think we need to conduct an investigation.
Does someone have a fan or something?
Get the State Department involved in this.
Piping it in here?
Yeah. 2-0 the count to Logan Funk. Logan, the DH, and there's a strike from Matt Imdick, and the count at 2-1.
Winner of this one gets Richmond. Breakfast baseball tomorrow at 11. State tournament berth on the line.
It's a little bit high, and now 3-1 to Logan Funk. Three balls, one strike. Matt Imdick's pitch right in the back.
Oh, got him again. I mean, this is the fourth time today that someone's got hit with a three ball count, Randy. You know, if you just move, you get to go to first base. That's all.
I know. I know. So Logan Funk reaches. Now Paul Sand flashing some signs to Nolan Sand. And does Nolan pull up on the bat? He does, and he fouls it off in 0-1. Sand trying to get Logan Funk to second, get him into scoring position.
Yeah, Grover set the tone here in the fifth, getting that run across. So now New Munich's chasing, trying to get that one back.
0-1 to Nolan Sand. Silver Streak first baseman back into the box. Nolan shows bunt again. That pitch is high and tight, and the count at a ball and a strike.
So this is the first baseman, right? So he bats right, throws left.
That's a rarity you see every so often.
Brady Lynn last night for the Cold Spring Rockies
you
did that
it.
As well.
Pitch outside, and now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Ryan Nett, you remember Ryan?
Sure do.
He was one of those anomalies, as was his brother Ted Nett. Both of those
Isaac's dad.
Threw left, batted right. Hmm. Yep. 2-1. Sand puts the bunt down the first baseline. Great bunt by Nolan. Imdek has to come off and field it. And 1-3 in the putout.
Nice sacrifice right there by Nolan Sand. Doing his job. Move the train along right there. Get the out as Imdek now has to get tough with Caden Sand coming to the plate.
On to second goes Logan Funk. One out. Caden Sand, just a soft line drive to the second baseman back in the second inning. Left-handed hitting Caden Sand facing Matt Imdek in the pitch. A strike called, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Here comes the pitch. Just missing outside. Ooh. Boy, that was almost same spot.
Just a little flinch right there from Tony Cummins on the plate. Just like he thought about it for a second.
One ball, one strike. Sand will take outside. Now 2-1. Boy, Matt keeps working that outside corner, doesn't he, though?
What do you think the Caden Sand scouting report was?
If that was the dunk tank, he would have dunked him three times in a row. Sand, a drive to right center field, chasing it as Macho. Macho off his glove. That'll move Funk to third. They're going to send him. Here comes Sand to third. Funk slides safely. And an air by Tyler Macho. And the Silver Streaks have tied it up.
Logan Funk comes around to score from second, but not stopping on the play. It was Caden Sand who ends up all the way at third base. So a three-base error right there on center fielder Tyler Macho. And we got a new ball game right now as we're knotted up at one and only one out.
That ball went a long way to right center field. And, you know, Macho, he didn't have a real good angle on it. And that ball just kind of, it seemed like it sailed on him at the last second over the top of his glove.
Well, we have a fantastic vantage point here in the Jack Bell press box. But as the ball was going, ascending, if you will, the right fielder Welly and center fielder Macho, it was like, geez, they're not really on track to get this. This isn't as easy a play as they make it out to be.
I mean, Caden hit a long way. Here at the plate, it's number 9 hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp. And first pitch to Jacob, a ball 1-0.
It's the bottom fifth inning, Randy. You got the shortstop playing back right now in the form of Jordan Klopok. So you're conceding a run?
That's the way it looks. 1-0. Hinnenkamp follows that straight back in 1-1. Now, no indication of a little squeeze here. I don't know if Paul Sands of that same school, maybe as a Carl Leeser or something like that, but still middle innings. You got one out. You got Hinnenkamp on top of the order up. Jacob takes high for a ball and 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Caden Sand looking over to his dad, Paul. Paul goes through a series of signs. Paul was another pitcher back in the day.
Sure.
Faced a lot. And Hinnenkamp delivers a single to left. That'll score Caden Sand, and the Silver Streaks take a 2-1 lead here in the fifth.
Smoke that thing, Randy, as he barrels right through that left side of the Grover infield. And good piece of hitting from Jacob Hinnenkamp to put New Munich on top right now at 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Still just one out, and the lineup turns over.
So the second hit for the Silver Streaks results in a run. 2-1, and Carter Beard to the plate. Carter 0-for-2 this now evening, and the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0 to Carter. All started with a hit batter, Logan Funk hit by a pitch. And Beard will take a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Hit by a pitch on a 3-1 count. Then you get the bunt, then you get the three-base error. And an RBI single, and all of a sudden streaks go from down one to up one.
Here's a pitch that's lined.
Ooh.
Foul. I don't know if I got a hole in my vehicle now or not, but.
You have a window open? I didn't hear anything.
No. Yikes. I'll have to have a talk with Carter Beer after the game. Here's the pitch, and Beer will foul it to the backstop. And the count at a ball and two strikes right now to Carter Beer.
Won't be long. We'll be seeing him get the ball handed to him at Michael Field for Albany football, Randy.
Hinnenkamp takes this. Actually, Beard takes this in the back of the back. Hinnenkamp was on it first. And another hit batter here in the fifth inning for Matt Imdek.
So Imdick, who was cruising through
and cruising was a key word.
Through four innings, I mean, he had allowed one hit basically through four there. All of a sudden, goes hit by a pitch, the bunt, the air, the single, now the hit by pitch again, and it's first and second.
Hunter Rademacher steps into the batter's box in the first pitch, a strike called, and 0-1. Jacob Hinnenkamp out at second, over at first base, Carter Beer. One out, two on, and this one's popped up in the infield. Infield fly being called by both umpires, and out is Rademacher.
Big out right there from Matt Imdick, settling things down, but it doesn't get any easier with this guy coming to the plate. Will Funk stepping in with two guys on. He could bust this thing open here in the fifth.
You got that right. Will Funk 0 for 2 tonight. Reached on an error back in the first inning and grounded to third in his second at bat. But Will Funk, it's tough to keep his bat quiet every game as he pops this one up down the first baseline. Colton Meyer chasing. Colton Meyer by the light standard, and that just hits the side of the fence and bounces back onto the field. But Colton was really close to catching that.
You got that padding on top of the fence over there that those guys lean on and watch the game, and just bouncing off that. And Colton, not a lot of help from his teammates letting him know if there's room or anything over there. It's kind of on an island. It's a tough play and couldn't quite get there and give an extra chance to this guy that might have to pay the piper.
Here's Matt Imdick's curveball that misses outside, and the count 1-1, one strike to Will Funk. Two runners on, two runs in here in the fifth, a 2-1 Numinic lead over Meyer Grove. Matt Imdick delivers. That's an inside part of the plate, called a strike in 1-2. Funk just about took that off his elbow.
He must be on top of the plate because it looked like he was, like you had said, about to get hit by the pitch. It's called a strike.
Curveball. Funk drives this to center field. That's going to drop in for a single. One run is scored here. Comes the throw to the plate, and Will Funk, just watching that whole play evolve, goes to second base. They did not hit the cutoff there, and that was the key component to that that play. On to third goes Carter Beer.
So the RBI, as Hinnenkamp comes across the score, Beer's going first to third for sure because it's two outs. You get to take the chance and run. Throw comes in from short center field from the shortstop, Jordan Klopach, and Will just trots into second base. 3-1 New Munich now.
Pitch inside to Ty Reller. Gets by Welly. Scoring is Beer. And it's a four-run New Munich inning as on to third goes Will Funk. So a wild pitch by Matt Imdick. 1-0 the count to Ty Reller. Just an inning that has just unraveled here for Meyer Grove and Matt Imdick.
Just, I mean, you have the air, you have the wild pitch, you have, you know, just kind of tough
couple
tough
hit
plays.
Batters. Yeah, it's just, there's a strike call to Reller, and 1-1. We'll get some activity down in that bullpen. Pitch outside, a ball to Reller in 2-1. Looks like one of the El Rosa draftees going to go down and throw.
Yeah, Will Van Beck, the draftee from El Rosa. Ben Klopach down there as well.
Here's Reller, ground ball passed. Second baseman Klopach into right field, a base hit. That'll score another. As Funk comes across, it's a five-run fifth.
Just punched it right through the right side as Reller, who has two singles on that right side, his last two trips in the fourth and fifth inning, and he smokes that one right through. And like you said, a five-run inning. They get the lead, that they get that inaugural run of the game in the top of the fifth inning, notching the scoreboard first. And then after that, it's here come the streaks.
Joe Stangler will be the ninth man to bat here in the fifth. Two outs and Reller at first. Colton Meyer just kind of takes his glove and slaps Reller in the rib cage.
Saying, knock it off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're good friends. Here's the pitch to Joe Stangler, a strike called in 0-1.
Was Colton the basketball player or was that Drake Meyer?
No, both of them were. They were both on that state championship team.
Gotcha. Dylan Hader, the Dutchman.
He got it. They were on a billboard right on 94 for a year plus.
Sure was. It was a good team.
Yes, it was. 1-1 strike, two outs, one on. Imdick's pitch inside a ball, and now 2-1 to Joe Stengler.
Long inning on the mound for Matt Imdick. As we talked about it, through four, he was moving right along, and now here in the fifth, he may have thrown what he's thrown in the fifth, what he did innings 1-4.
I agree. I totally agree. Pitch from Matt, ground ball up the middle, and knocked down at short, and not a play to be made as, wow. Jordan Klopach had a glove behind second base, but just couldn't get it out of the glove, and Ty Reller got a good jump, too. I don't think they would have got him, but that scooted by Matt Imdick's feet, and he tried to kick it.
Just, I mean, when it rains, it pours, I guess, for Imdick on the mound. He's getting soft contact on some hits that are dropping and balls that are just got some eyes punching through the middle. 10th man to hit, so by my book, the streaks have hit around, Randy. You would have said they did after once Stengler got
Stengler came to the plate. I was very careful with my word selection not to offend you.
I wasn't taking offense. I'm just saying I would. That's how I would quantify okay. it as around is 10.
Logan Funk at the plate. The count 1-1 to Logan. He led off the inning, hit by a pitch, and now the ball gets by Alex Welly again as that pitch was so far inside. It looked like it hit Logan again, but on to second and third goes Reller and Stengler.
This is the time, I don't believe, is anyone in the pen anymore? Oh, they're just playing catch over there. They're not using the bullpen.
They have not used the mounds.
With the wild pitches, and, you know, this is where it's, hey, heat it up a little bit. This is getting out of control.
2-1 the count to Logan Funk. The pitch outside, now 3-1. Nolan Sand on deck for New Munich. They kick the pitch. Funk drills his foul down the first baseline, and the count full. At 3-2. Four hits in the inning, an error in the inning, two hit batters. Five runs have crossed the plate. Runners at second and third. The 3-2 pitch to Funk, and he drills it to left field. Right there, though, to make the catch is Tanner Klopach, and that'll end the fifth for New Munich. They come up with five runs on four hits, one error, and two left on base. We played five here in Cold Spring, 5-1 New Munich. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
On a comfortable summer night, we bring you Region 15C Baseball on KASM, brought to you by Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass of Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21, First Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, West Side Liquor of Waite Park, El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den at Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company.
Read that little message, Kirby. Ground ball back to Reller on the mound, and the throw on the first, and Jordan Klopach out on one pitch and one out for Ty Reller.
What? Well, so if what was the ground out? Excuse me.
1-3 on the
1-3 on the putout. So if Sean Klopach was here, what was Ricky Henderson doing?
Ricky Hendrickson?
Ricky Henderson stealing home.
I don't know.
It says Abe Bullard stole home in the bottom of the 13th, and Painesville won 3-2. Stole home.
Stole home.
Rod Carew smiling somewhere.
Wow. Yeah. 1-1 the count to Kurt Marthaler, the designated hitter for Meyer Grove. Rip foul down the third baseline, and the count 1-2.
You ever see a steal of home in an amateur game? I know you have.
I have.
Regions in.
Yes.
Roscoe. Kyle Leeser stole home.
Just lob back to the pitcher.
No, he stole off Weston Brink.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He did. Yeah. But I've seen that where the catcher lobs it back to the pitcher, and, of course, that runner just takes off.
Nate Terrace did that against Richmond.
Yes, he did. That's what I remember hearing.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, Kyle Leeser in Roscoe, Regions 20, that would have been 15.
15.
Took off. Weston full windup as a lefty, had his back to him. Kyle took a chance and slid in there. Saw Adam Bacchus do it against Weston Brinkman the next summer, too. They're going to throw him out.
Ball to right field and the throw in by the right fielder for New Munich. And that's Hunter Rademacher. And Hunter had a chance to get Kurt Marthaler, but his throw was off the mark.
He puts that on the mark, probably out.
You
now,
bet.
If he's an infielder, you'd call it an error right there. But
Marthaler does get his hit. So a hit in the books. Runner for Meyer Grove in the sixth, 5-1 to Munich. And to the plate, Josh Relke, the third baseman. Nolan Sand holding Kurt Marthaler. Here's Ty Ruller's pitch. Foul tipped and back to the net. And the count at 0-1 to Relke. Relke so far today, 1-for-2. Base hit back in the second inning.
5-1 the score here in the sixth. A big inning right here for Meyer Grove trying to get back into this thing.
Ty Ruller on the mound. Kicks and delivers. And Relke fouls this one out of play into the parking lot here at Cold Spring Baseball Park in the count 0-2. Here at about 10 minutes in front of 7, about 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Of course, the final game of the day was originally scheduled for 7:30. That probably will not occur here tonight, I can say pretty confidently. So you just got to stick around with us all night. That's the way it works.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about it.
Pitch high to Relke in the count, 1-2. It's just we got to put Scott at the station back at ease here. Scott, just know that you can have another bar on the counter or something like that, right?
Help yourself, Scott. If I have any treats left in the fridge, they're what's mine is yours, Mr. Stevens.
Yeah, pitch inside to Josh Relke in the count, 2-2. 2-2 the count. Marthaler leads from first. Ty Ruller ready. And a swing and a miss. Relke chases the fastball that probably would have been ball three.
Yeah, absolutely. But when you got that heater and you're sitting, you know, trying to protect against it, sometimes you do have to extend the zone a little bit. For Ty, his fifth strikeout, first since the third inning. And we're here with two away in the sixth.
Andrew Welly to the plate. Andrew 0-for-2 so far today. Reached on an error back in the fifth inning. He ended up scoring the only run for Meyer Grove thus far. Reller's pitch inside a ball and 1-0. Good pitch. Joe Stengler said, I like that pitch. Big breaking ball, but Andrew Welly wasn't biting on it. One ball, no strikes. Kick the pitch. High for ball two.
Now, I'll have you take a look at Kurt Marthaler's lead over there, and you tell our listeners if you think he's going anywhere, Randy.
A one. A two. No. Kurt Marthaler will hang on, and the pitch is low and outside in 3-0.
So that tells me he's not comfortable with the left-handed move coming across from the pitcher Reller.
Exactly. 3-0 the count. And that's inside ball four.
Nope.
No, they call it a strike, 3-1. Well, there was no selling that by Joe Stengler at all as
no.
He chased that pitch that appeared to be inside.
The spot was missed drastically, but plate umpire saying it was in there.
3-1. Back in the box, Andrew Welly. Two outs, the pitch right there for strike two and the count full at 3-2.
No debate on that one.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. 5-1 to Munich here in the top of the sixth inning. Tyreller kicks, delivers, broken bat chopper to Reeland at third. Tanner up with it across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Grovers in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. 5.5 innings. New Munich 5, Meyer Grove 1. More Region 15 seed baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish, back with you here in Cold Spring. As we make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning, Nolan Sand, Caden Sand, and number nine hitter, Jacob Hinnenkamp, facing a new pitcher.
Yeah, we got Ben Klopok into the game now. First pitch swinging.
Yeah, and a pop up to left field for the first out here in the sixth. So Ben Klopok on in relief of Matt Imdick. And we're going to get a pinch hitter for Caden Sand. Looks like Chad Funk. Chad Funk will come out in and bat.
Well, look at this. His 1,000,000th Regions at bat, Randy.
Chad Funk takes the first pitch low for a ball, 1-0.
One of the 2008 Regions in St. Martin, this guy was like lava hot. Yeah. 19 for 21, like six doubles, home run. Couldn't get him out.
I know Chad wouldn't probably appreciate a lot of sympathy, but kudos to him, a cancer survivor, being on the field right now and doing what he's doing after surviving a bout of cancer. Awesome.
I'm trying real hard not to root in this tournament, but I'm rooting for this guy right now.
Two balls in a strike, pitches low and outside, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Chad Funk, one out, nobody on. Here in the sixth, Ben Klopok's pitch. This one's popped up over by the first base dugout, and that's going to find the sports deck. I don't know if somebody took that right off the back or the noggin. It looked like a body
just
hit there.
Bunch of hands in the air, and it still bounced off somebody pretty hard. Chad, a man of the people, trying to give him some action over there, and turns out to maybe do more hurt than good.
Right.
Fills the count up at 3-2.
Three balls, two strikes. Funk will take low and away, ball four.
So if it's his millionth at bat, that means he's on base for the 600,000th time.
Chad Funk on at first base, and here comes number nine hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp.
Chad stays in the game. I almost wonder if that's if Paul's playing a little defense.
A defensive move here, possibly. Jacob Hinnenkamp so far tonight. 1-for-2 and fouls this down the third baseline.
That big RBI single last inning in the fifth, Randy, where the streaks were just starting to blow up a little bit right there.
You got it. 0-1 the count to Jacob Hinnenkamp. Ben Klopok on the mound. His pitch inside and the count 1-1. More baseball coming at you a little later on yet tonight. St. Martin and Luxembourg in a winner's bracket game. A state tournament berth on the line on a Saturday night.
It's a fun one. Those guys are chomping at the bit in the at the ballpark tonight. I'm not sure who's the home team, being they're both one seeds.
The 2-1 pitch to Hinnenkamp. He swings rather awkwardly at it, and 2-2.
Now, Klopach definitely fooling Hinnenkamp on that pitch as his swing came in about letter high.
And strike three call. Jacob gets caught looking. He's out on strikes.
First strikeout for Ben Klopach.
Bring Carter Beer to the plate. Carter 0-2. Hit by a pitch in his last at bat. Scored a run tonight. Chad Funk a lead from first. Colton Meyer holds him, and Funk slides back safely. Ready on the mound is Ben Klopach. His pitch, strike called. Funk tries to steal. He's into second base
baby.
With a stolen base as Welly's throw bounces past his shortstop. And Chad in scoring position with two outs.
Speaking of guys you played against, could you steal a base right now?
No. I mean, I would need for nobody to go pick the ball up probably at home plate. The catcher needs to let it go to the backstop. 0-1 the count. Swing and a miss by Carter Beer. Strike two.
I love it, though. You got two outs. You got your leadoff man up. If they throw you out, you're leading off the next inning with the top of the order.
Right.
Make them throw you out.
Right, exactly.
Got 0-2. A good jump on it.
Ben Klopach looked back to second, and Beer drills it into right field. A base hit. Coming up with it cleanly. Here comes the throw back into the infield. Funk will slide and score, and it's 6-1. Silver streaks.
Nice piece of hitting right there by Carter Beer, just punching that right through the right side. Funk, and again, you get that two outs. Randy, you're going hard until Paul Sand stops you. He waved you.
Give Chad some credit there because, I mean, he got himself into scoring position, and the number six run, I mean, in a game that's just five-run difference right now, it's a big run. Got a pinch hitter.
Yeah, this is Adam Stengler. Pinch hitting for Hunter Rademacher.
So Adam Stengler into the box. Adam decided to come back and play baseball for the Silver Streaks after taking quite a few years off. Going on the plays, Carter Beer, and Carter is extremely quick. The throw to second, not in time, and another stolen base.
Well, Paul Sand's probably sitting there. Well, if Chad Funk can steal second base,
yeah,
my 17-year-old pony can get out there and steal
too. You got it. So in scoring position for Adam Stengler, it's Carter Beer at second. And Klopach's pitch. Stengler ground ball past the third baseman. Deep in the hole. Jordan Klopach stops it before it gets into left field, but safe on a single is Adam Stengler. And the Silver Streaks with a couple hits in the inning.
One of those nights for Meyer Grove, Randy, that get the roller they're looking for to get out of the get back into the dugout, get hitting, and it's just hitting a tough spot. Klopach way deep in the hole. Stengler lefty running up the first baseline. It's just a tough play all around. And then you get Will Funk to bat.
You got it. Will Funk up to the plate. Will 1-3. And the pitch followed back and out of play in the count at 0-1 to Will Funk. Avon has taken a lead 4-3. Lakers in the top of the eighth inning. Avon leading the Piers Lakers. So the Lakers playing the Lakers.
Who you got? The Lakers?
You got the Lakers. Here's the pitch. That bounces up to the plate. Scooped by Alex Welly in the count. 1-1. Monticello leading St. Joseph 2-0.
That was a pretty impressive little backhand there from Alex Welly.
Yeah, it was. Never even really flinched. Stayed in his crouch. Made the backhand. Swing and a miss by Will Funk. Strike two. 1-2. The Silver Streaks with runners at first and third and two outs. They picked up another run here in the sixth inning and lead 6-1. Ben Klopach in relief of Matt Imdick. And the pitch low for a ball. And 2-2. Now I wonder if Adam Stengler was going on that pitch, and he kind of stumbled.
I heard a runner call and just maybe some hard steps from Adam and then stayed put.
Two balls, 2 strikes. Pitch outside in the count full at 3-2. Now to Will. Stengler will be off. Beer over at third. 2 outs. Ready on the mound, Ben Klopach. His pitch, and that's inside. It's going to hit Will Funk in the elbow. So he will load the bases for Munich and Ty Reller, who's already 2-for-3 tonight, had himself a great time on the mound so far. And now bats with the bases loaded. He can really break this game open.
Looking to add to his hat collection.
Pitches high to Reller, and the count, 1-0. Beer at third, Stengler at second, Funk at first. The 1-0 pitch, high, 2.
He could get this thing basically on ice here with a gap shot. Good speed on the pads everywhere. Team's up by 5.
2-0 the count. Ben Klopach's going to go from the windup. And his pitch on the inside corner, says home plate umpire Cummett. And the count at 2-0. 2-1. The pitch. Reller follows this back and out of play. And the count now 2-2 to tie. I think that one might have stung a little bit coming off.
Yeah, a little handshake.
Yeah. 2-2. And Reller drills it to left field, but right at Tanner Klopach to make a catch for the out, and that'll do it for New Munich in the 6th. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on base. We played 6 here in Cold Spring, 6-1, New Munich over Meyer Grove. We're back in 1 minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Top of the 7th inning. Rodstein with Kirby Hemish here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Again, a reminder, we will get the rosary between the end of this game and our next ball game. That is St. Martin and Luxembourg. So the rosary will come up between those two games. Leading it off here in the 7th, we have Jaron Klopach at the first pitch to Jaron from Ty Reller, a strike called in 0-1.
Chad Funk hit for Caden Sand. Chad stays in the game at second. Adam Stengler hit for Hunter Rademacher. Adam stays in the game in right.
The pitch to Jaron Klopach, a strike called in 0-2. Balls, 2 strikes.
Sorry, Randy. Is this kid in control or what?
He is zoned in. Yes, absolutely. And the fastball just missing outside. And the count, 1-2.
Stengler did not move his glove.
And that was a good pitch.
Has yet to here in the 7th inning.
Ty Reller rocks and fires. And Jaron Klopach, swing, ground ball to Tanner Reeland. Low throw. Tanner throws it in the dirt. And safe at first is Jaron Klopach. Nolan Sand knocked it down and tried to get a foot on it real quick, but boy, Tanner had all the time in the world, Kirby, and sometimes those are the worst ones, aren't they?
Well, you've seen those guys who make the outstanding play, and they got to be quick with everything, and they throw an absolute seed right at the letters, and then they sit there and, okay, I got all day.
Know,
and then they decide to take most of the day. And
just a little short arm, yeah. That'll bring the top of the order in Tyler Macho to the plate. Tyler, 1-for-3 on the evening.
Second air for New Munich, 2 each way now.
Nobody out here in the 7th. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That'll go as a hit for Macho. He's now 2-for-4 on the night.
So you get the soft contact check swing and then air, then a ground ball with eyes up the middle. Now you got first and second. Nobody out and good part of your order coming up here.
Yes, it is. 2-3-4. Tanner Klopach, Colton Meyer on deck.
Did see some activity in the streak pen earlier. Not sure. I don't... recall if I could actually make out who it was.
Tanner Klopach in the box. Tanner 0 for 3 so far tonight. Runners at first and second. The pitch, strike called, and 0-1 to Tanner. Balls, one strike. Jaron Klopach at second, Masho at first. Reller taking a little bit more time in his pitch. That's going to hit Tanner Klopach in the shoulder, so it's going to load him up.
Isn't that the way it goes, though? I mean,
and you got to face Colton Meyer now.
Yeah, and you got nowhere to put him. And there we see Nick Stengler quickly out of the pen. He's going to go get hot in the bullpen and right. But you're in control. You get that little doink check swing that your third baseman has a tough play on and, or makes a tough play on and throws away for the air. Seeing eye single and then a hit by a pitch. Now they're loaded with nobody out and their best hitter's at the plate. You're feeling good up five, but that five could dwindle quickly.
It could easily dwindle. Colton Meyer, if he's going to be a guy on the field right now to give a ball a ride, I'd put my money on Colton Meyer right now because the guy can hit the ball a long way.
I think he's ready to hit? Look at that. Tony Kummet's boxing him out of the right-handed batter's box, saying, stay out of here until until the meeting's over with. Paul Sand came out to talk.
The base is loaded. Nobody out for Meyer Grove here in the top of the seventh inning. 6-1 New Munich with the lead. But the Grovers want to change that story. Kick the pitch to Colton Meyer. He'll follow it back and out of play in the count at 0-1. We asked the question last night, and Spring Hill responded to Kirby. It's like, how many home runs do you think are going to be hit this weekend? Well, we saw Luxembourg. They picked up a home run earlier today. It's been one.
We're at one thus far through three and change, about three and a half games.
The pitch from Ty is low and in the dirt. Nice stop by Joe Stengler in the count, one ball, one strike.
He challenged him in the first, and Meyer smoked a single. Ever since that, everything's been away or low. So Ty is extra cautious with Big Colton at the plate.
Ball and a strike. Stengler throwing a number of signs down. Finally, Ty Reller's ready, and the pitch is a little bit high and outside in the count, two balls and a strike. We had talked about the crowd here today. This crowd's been consistent all day. And, I mean, there's been people coming and going and, yeah, just great crowd. Kirby and I will predict the attendance a little later on this evening. There's a curveball strike. Nasty from Ty Reller in the count, 2-2.
Drop that backdoor bender in there nicely. Big spot right here.
Two balls, two strikes. The kick and the pitch from the lefty. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. Who's got it at second? It's Chad Funk to throw to first. Sand reaches out, and they're going to – now, Gambrino is saying safe. He thought Sand pulled his foot. Now they're going to look to the home plate umpire. And was time called or not?
So he's out at second. Tanner Klopach's going back to the bag, but they're going to ask. I think they're going to ask if Sand stayed on the bag and if it's up to the plate ump because the base ump was at second.
Yeah. Sand is like saying, I had the base.
Meyer standing on the bag. One run is going to come across the score.
Oh,
and
they're
call
calling
safe.
Him safe.
So Klopach's out at second for the lead out. Jaron Klopach scores, ending up at third base is Tyler Masho.
A run in and out, though, and runners at first and third yet.
I mean, you're talking tailor-made double play ball right there. Chad Funk standing on second when he fields it. But the throw, they said, took Caden Sand off the bag, or excuse me, took Nolan Sand off the bag. So first and third, one out now, and Alex Welly the batter.
You bet. Alex 0 for 3 so far tonight. 6-2 our score, and now Reller will step off the pitching rubber, and he has Joe Stengler go through those signs again. So Colton Meyer safe on that fielder's choice. Welly at the plate. Reller ready on the mound. Here's the pitch. Ground ball knocked down by Ty Reller. He's going to go to first. High throw. Sand comes off the bag to get the out. And 1-3 on the putout. Now, Ty never even looked at second.
No, he went directly. His attention was all over Masho at third. And once he saw he was going back to the base, his only play by then was to go to first base. But I think what you're poking at is it was hit hard enough. he fields and goes to second, he could have turned two and got out of the inning.
Could have easily. So Alex Welly out, 1-3, two outs. And Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan, 1-for-3 tonight. Swing and nope. They're saying a ball, a check swing there. Okay. Now they appeal. They say no swing. Boy, Jordan went around a long way.
I would appeal the strike zone on that.
I think so, yeah. One run in, two outs. Reller's pitch. Outside a ball and 2-0.
Reaching back pretty good right now. That thing's coming. Second and third, two away. You're in the seventh.
2-0 the count. Ty Reller kicks and delivers. Here's a drive over the third baseman Reeland's head. It's going to score one. Here comes Colton Meyer to the plate. He's going to score, and it's 6-4. RBI single by Jordan Klopach.
Big hit right there. Three runs for the Grovers here in the seventh inning. Never say die as he just laced that into left field. Meyer, middle infield, not really pinching too much to keep Meyer close at second. He easily comes across the score on that big two RBI single for Jordan Klopach.
Seventh man to bat here in the seventh inning. 6-4, New Munich with the lead over Meyer Grove. Ty Reller from the stretch delivers, and a strike call to Kurt Marthaler in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Welly lead, throw to first. Welly dives back. Boy, you stretch out Ty Reller and Nolan Sand, Kirby. What do you cover?
I'm not getting a rebound on the block between those
goodness.
Two. That's for certain.
Those guys, they share some height. Here's the pitch. This is blooped over the second baseman's head, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. For the Grovers here, their third hit in the seventh inning.
Yeah, now you get the eighth man to bat of the inning, and Josh Relke coming up. And kind of what we saw with New Munich's bottom of the fifth, Randy, where you're just finding green. You know, you're putting the ball in play, and things are making things happen. You get a couple of breaks, but all of a sudden you're back into the game, and go-ahead run is into the batter's box. I don't know that I would have believed you if you would have told me that at the beginning of this
Here's
inning.
Here's Relke drive down the right field line. It is foul. Wow.
In about 5 feet, but some hearts got into some stomachs for a second there for the Silver Streak faithful.
Unbelievable. Josh Relke giving that a ride down the right field line. I was looking. Nick Stengler still throws throwing down in the bullpen. So he's ready, I would imagine. Ty Reller can't get Relke here. Runners at first and second with two outs. Relke back into the box. Jordan Klopach at second. Kurt Marthaler at first. They kick the pitch. And Relke, fly ball down the right field line again, and this will find foul ground. And the count 0-2 to Josh.
Well, it's clear Relke's thinking the other way here. He's hit two foul balls over there, and Reller kind of pitching him in that direction. But a good job by Josh, kind of getting a good swing on the ball that first time, and the second time flipping it over there.
Just watching how far back Adam Stengler goes, it seems like he's moved closer to the line now and come in a little bit. Here's a drive. That's going to bounce in front of Adam Stengler, and it will score one. On to third goes Marthaler, and it's 6-5 on the RBI single by Josh Relke. Wow. This inning started on that little excuse-me check swing ground ball to Tanner Reeland, and Tanner hopped it over to first base.
It was almost like the pitch came in so far that Jaron Klopach, his check swing was almost like of protection.
Right.
And you get an error, you reach on an error, and after that, that's all the Grovers needed.
Andrew Welly, the ninth man to bat here in the inning, and the pitch, a strike right over the heart of the plate, and 0-1 to Andrew.
Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first.
Four runs on four hits here in the seventh. Kick the pitch, fouled to the backstop, and the count 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes.
Reller's a little fired up right now, snapping that glove on the ball back from Stengler. He's trying to put a pin in this ASAP.
0-2 the count, two outs. And a swing and a miss. Well, he chases the high fastball. He's out on strikes. That ends the seventh for Meyer Grove. They come up with four runs on four hits. there was a Numinic error and two left on base. We played 6.5. It's Numinic 6, Meyer Grove 5. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offer. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.